Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment. Hey, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, October 7th. It'll be broadcast live on Dish Channel 997 SLA TV and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Auction starting at 8 a.m. Central Time. 15,800 head to sell, 2,700 yearling steers, 2,300 yearling heifers, 5,200 weaned calves, 3,600 calves on cows, and over 600 bred stock. All the auction details available at SuperiorLivestock.com or call Superior 1-800-422-2117.
Avoiding unhealthy foods can be hard, but taking one small step can make a big difference. Like adding one salad to your meals each week, eating one more piece of fruit a day, filling one half of your plate with fruits and veggies. Better food choices are well within your reach. Soon, you'll find that one healthy choice leads to another. The more you make, the better you feel. Discover the power of one healthy habit. Visit ShapeYourFutureOK.com, a program of TSET.
Well, live cattle futures were steady. We had October's 10 higher, 122.72. The December down 22 at 127.82. February up 22. April up 45. June's up 55. So everything 20 or 30, 40 higher except the December's, which were 22 lower. Feeder cattle triple-digit gains today. We had October up $1.17 at 156.17. November up $1.57 at 156.60. The January $1.72 higher at 157.27. The March is up about $1.40 here at 157.72. I did see some cash trade in Nebraska this morning at 122, which is pretty disappointing. It's about $2 lower than what I saw yesterday to start the week off. So that's a little bit disappointing. Boxed beef 32 lower on choice at 288.86. Select was up 378 at 268. That choice select spread's really tightened up here. It's $19.92 difference currently. We are now in the October live cattle delivery period, and up to this point, zero deliveries. The oldest date is December 8th of 2020. So some room there without any deliveries. People are maintaining their long positions up to this point until that starts. Then the hog market today is a little bit lower with December 67 lower, 82.42.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
I'm a cotton farmer.
I'm BASF.
I'm made of grit, passion, and hands that never stop working.
I'm made of agronomics, innovation, and hands that never stop helping.
I believe cotton isn't a crop. It's a calling. I'm made to grow it.
Protect it.
I know this is important to my family.
Every family.
That's why I work harder.
Innovate better.
To make my cotton as good as it can be.
As protected as it can be.
I'm a cotton farmer.
I'm BASF.
We create chemistry.
Grain futures all over the board. Corn down 3 to 5 cents, which put December down 3.75 at 537 for December. Beans, on the other hand, up pretty sharply. The January is up 15.5 at 1261.75. The March is up 15 here at 1270.25. Seeing pictures on social media of different harvest pictures across the Midwest. Looks like harvest weather is really good and harvest is going really well at this time. Yesterday's crop progress showed us that corn was 29% harvested. Soybeans about 34% harvested, cotton about 13% harvested. Corn and beans are both ahead of average, and cotton is slightly behind. The corn, good to excellent, 59%. That was unchanged this week. Soybeans, 58%, good to excellent, also unchanged. Winter wheat, 47% planted at this point. One private estimator estimated that the corn and bean crops are slightly bigger than where they were last month. 15.022 billion bushels for corn and 4.436 billion bushels for the beans. They actually lowered the yields, but the overall production numbers were up. Cotton futures, decent March, both limit up. Put December at 108.93, up 4 cents.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involve substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.